So I wanted to go through another one of your cases about this 40-year-old man. Can you talk a little bit about this patient?
Yes, the one who was getting the atezolizumab-Bev combination.
Right.
So he is a 40-year-old, and he presented with rectal bleeding in December 2012. At that time, he was found to have a pathologic T4N2 rectal cancer, and he had 12 positive lymph nodes, so really high-risk patient. I wasn't seeing him at that time, but he was treated with Agilent FOLFOX appropriately, and he completed the 6 months. And they tested him, and he was found to have Lynch syndrome, even though his family history was not that suggestive. So about a year later, he recurred in the abdomen with peritoneal disease, and he underwent debulking surgery with splenectomy, bowel resection, omentectomy, and resection of peritoneal metastases, and then he got a course of HIPEC at that same time. And he was again in remission for about another year, but he developed a new peritoneal metastases and a mesenteric nodal mass, which was then growing. It was found in April 2015 and growing in July 2015. And at that time, he was referred for our trial where he started on bevacizumab with atezolizumab. So that's more than 2 years ago. It's like 2 years and 2 1/3 years already. So he had really a nice response. Peritoneal disease all went away. His mesenteric mass over the first year was stable, but then grew a little bit. So at that point, he was allowed to continue on study. So we gave him some radiation with SBRT to that nodal mass and continued the immunotherapy. And he's continued to do well. He hasn't had any further progression since that time. He has really no side effects. The bevacizumab was stopped about 6 months ago because of proteinuria. And, you know, we had been giving it to him intermittently for the 6 months before that. And so that's been discontinued, but he's still on atezolizumab and doing well.
Yeah, I noticed that about the proteinuria and the Bev. How much proteinuria did he have? And from your point of view, how much proteinuria do you need to have in order to stop Bev in a patient who's doing well?
Well, you know, I think the proteinuria to a large extent is accumulative side effect if people stay on it for a long time and or related to not controlling the blood pressure too well. So those are the things that will predispose to proteinuria. Usually if it's getting up to a gram a day on a urine collection or a UPC, urine protein creatinine ratio greater than 1, will hold it. And if you hold it for a few months, they can get some more Bev, but I think they tend to redevelop the proteinuria after that. It just causes kind of protein leak. And at some point, you know, it just continues on at a certain level. When I followed those patients after you stop the Bev, the proteinuria does resolve. It's just like it's very hard to keep starting and stopping it, and you can't treat them for that long before it comes back.
So you say this man's doing well on atezolizumab, no autoimmune problems whatsoever?
No, he hasn't had any autoimmune side effects. He hasn't had really any other side effects. He comes in for his infusion and keeps doing his normal stuff. You know, I would say he has a little bit of fatigue, he reports, but it's pretty benign compared to being on other treatments for a couple years.